Hello, and welcome to a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would look at where we are in life. It's often something I do to assess how I'm feeling and what I want to achieve with what I have available to me. And what I thought about was what I want from life, right? And so I sit down and I ask myself, okay, how are you today? And are you living a joyful life? See, what I was thinking is that we woke up this morning and we have our right mind, the ability to reason and carefully craft our time. So we can start the day with a smile and a joyful heart. We can forget about the past, make new plans, and set goals for our future. And those goals don't have to be anything grand. They just need to be something you really want to achieve, right? So if in the past, you know, things weren't the way you wanted them to be, and you've walked over rough terrain, or even if you're going through some difficulties right now, you can change that, right? You can leave the complicated past where it was and start fresh. And I think when we really grasp that idea and we choose to take the whole of our life, we get to have a reset. Personally, what I do is I get really clear on the intention to change something for the better. Maybe it's just that I move around more during the day. Maybe it's that I drink more water, or it could be that I reach out more to my family or my friends. And when I set that intention in my heart, I realize that, you know, that is the first step to achieving it. And even if something happens that changes what I have planned, or what I desire, you know, I have a place to start and refocus. And so, you know, I usually say a prayer. I ask God to help me get past whatever it is I need to release. And then I get up and I go about my day with a smile on my face. And so, it was really interesting for me today when I sat with that and I thought about it because, you know, we have people who, will occasionally not realize that they are where they don't want to be, or not realize that they are not living a life that they want to live. So there may be things that you had to do in order to get to where you are today, or there may be missteps that you made that also helped you arrive to today. What I think is most important is that you are here today. You have the ability and the chance to make things different. You can start today. You can walk with more joy in your heart. You can be healthier. You can love more. You can help the community. You can read your favorite author. You can do so many things right now that other people have not had a chance to do. I've been reevaluating, you know, where I am, and am I living the most authentic life I can? So, you know, it's not that I'm looking past my limitations. It's just that I'm not letting my limitations hold me in my past. But I thought about that because, you know, a few episodes back, I had really, I was really in a kind of a conundrum of just expressing myself and dealing with what I had learned was reality for people, in many places of the world. And so even though I have hard days and I struggle to, live the life I dreamed I would have at this age, I realize that I'm still blessed. And so no matter what I see, I always try to keep that reality in my mind and in my heart so that I have something that's kind of like grounding me in reality so that I don't get too pulled into negativity, because that's kind of the heart I have, where I just want to help the world and I want to change everything. And I don't control the world. You know, I control my little piece of what goes on where I'm at in this moment. But beyond that, I'm powerless, right? So I can do things like share a view or talk to people and see what they're doing and connect in that way and, you know, help out too. And sometimes it's really something simple. I remember a friend had mentioned one year that they were doing eye exams in an African country, and forgive me, I can't remember which one, and the eye exam only cost $5 for a child. And I was thinking, okay, you know, okay, so if it's $5 for one child, I could probably do $20, and that would be for four children. And so even though it wasn't this real grand expenditure and I didn't change the world, it gave me the ability to change those four children's world in a little way, right? And so I don't have a picture. I don't know what they look like. But in my heart, you know, I envision someone, you know, coming into the village and saying, hey, you know, we've got these sponsors and we're going to do what we can to help you guys see better. And so sometimes when my day is really hard, I try to find those little ways to make a difference for someone else. Because when I do that, it helps me smile. Sometimes it's just getting, you know, a set of pair of gloves or buying some socks for one of the homeless shelters or sending some gloves. It doesn't need to be moving a mountain. It just needs to be helping others stand and push through whatever they're going through, right? So when I think of that, they're like little bitty things, but they touch many lives, right? And they're people I would never see. And if I did pass them, they wouldn't know me and I wouldn't know them. And that's kind of the gentle beauty of reaching out and helping. Even when I'm not always in the best situation myself, it gives me hope and helps me with what I feel my purpose is, and that is to love, right? I think one of the greatest gifts God has ever given me has been the gift of becoming a mother. Once I became a mother, I was able to kind of change the trajectory of my life. And I didn't recognize it at the time, you know, because I always thought I'd have like five or six kids and, you know, I loved the Mickey Mouse Club and I had all these different theories in my mind of what becoming a mother looked like and what being an adult looked like and what my future would look like, right? And now as I've become the mother, and I've seen the parts of my life that are my past. As that little girl, I look at those and I go, wow, this is the future that, you know, you were working to create even when you didn't know it. I believe that God looks into our heart and he sees everything. And so even if we're not where we want to be or accomplishing everything that we want to accomplish, I believe God steps in and helps us to create a brighter future for others. And when we take the time to create a brighter future for others, in many ways, we create a better future for ourselves, right? And so each time I can do something kind, I'm thankful. Each time I get to you know, embrace one of my children, I am elated. And each time I'm able to embrace other people's children, I am joyful. And so when I'm starting my day and I'm thinking of positive things for our family's Facebook group, right? And for the people I love who are around me, you know, that's another bonus. And so, you know, today's thought was start fresh. You know, whether you like coffee, you like tea, you want orange juice when you face wet, when you first wake up, that's up to you. The point is that you woke up, you have your right mind, you're able to smile, and you can make a difference. And I think that when we see that as our daily opportunity, blessing, and gift, that we can walk more joyful. So I would love for you to just take a moment and think about where you are in life and ask yourself, are you where you want to be? And what can you do if you're not where you want to be to take steps to get there? If you're like me and you have health challenges, keep going. If you're not like me and you don't have any health challenges, keep going. And if you're in between and you're just hitting that stage where you're starting to have a little bit of problems, keep going. Because even though you can't see the future, God sees you in His future. And that is a beautiful thought of our combined reality. So I'm going to wish you well. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace and love. Do something joyful for yourself and restart your day towards the life you want to face. Goodbye.